This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Somebody's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Rocks!
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, now that you're driving a little bit more and we're able to get out, you might get a ticket. So here's some advice for you. Researchers put together a list of things to do or not to do, and they asked some people about getting tickets and the best way that they were able to get out of getting a speeding ticket. So here's some examples for you. A few ideas ranked lower on the list that this is not going to work. So do not say this. I was going the same speed as everyone else. I'm late picking up my kid. And do not say I'm late for the doctor or I'm late for court. That does not work.
True. Court's not in session. That would not work. I think I got out of 2 tickets before claiming I had to go to the bathroom. Really bad.
Yeah, but does that still work?
No.
No, that was years ago. That was in Greer, oddly enough, where, you know, that was ticket mania back in the 90s.
The bathroom,
Greer and Duncan.
Or my period does not work.
Does it?
I won't try.
You should see a doctor.
No, but I mean, if you say, I got my period.
Oh, yeah.
I need to get to the bathroom. I know somebody that tried that, and they ended up getting a ticket. So do not do that.
All right.
That's warning you.
It depends on the officer and the situation, right? I mean, depending on the officer, the bathroom could work very well.
It did for me, and the one followed me. I had to pull over there. It's right there in front of Alabama Hospital. So I drove across the street to Pete's Hut, went into the bathroom because I was like, he might sit out here.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and sat down in the bathroom for like 20 minutes.
Soured up all the
pan dinner on the way out.
All right, so the best thing to do is just be honest. So here's a list of things that will work for you, according to these people that took the study. I didn't see the speed limit sign.
I wasn't paying attention. I wouldn't say that.
No. What if I took my shorts off and smacked the gas pedal? I didn't realize it. I'm sorry.
What smacked it? Your belly?
No. Yours.
So at number 4, Batman's excuse, I really have to use the bathroom.
Doesn't work or does work?
It does work, but period doesn't work for some reason. All right. So there's a medical emergency. Here's the top 3. There's a medical emergency.
I have kidney stones.
Yes. I'm going to have a baby.
Fat boy has kidney scones.
Well, all it takes is one follow-up question to make you into a liar on the side of the road there.
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, what's the emergency?
I could make myself go with myself, I think. If it got out of saving me in a ticket, I could.
Kidney stones, yeah.
No, I meant like 1 or 2.
Need to produce a log, sir.
Kidney stones are number 7.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here's the top 2. I'm really late for work. That maybe it will work. I don't know. I've known people that have gotten tickets being late for work. Didn't work for them, but
yeah, I've known plenty of people who get the way you should have left earlier.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got one time going to an appearance in Simpsonville when I neglected to stop at the toll road.
Yeah.
I knew that I was going to get the ticket. And I paid it just so I wouldn't, you know, get hollered at for being late.
So
try to pay it on the spot.
Oh, it did. It just took a picture of my driver or my license plate and sent me a bill in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be great.
And according to this list, that works 32% of the time. And it's the most popular excuse that we use is human error. Just tell them, honestly, I didn't realize I was speeding.
Man, again, with I wasn't. Yeah. I'm driving a car, not paying attention to what I'm doing. Like, it's not. I don't think that's what you should say.
But what is the truth?
I mean,
you didn't give a damn.
If the truth is I wasn't paying attention to what I was doing, that's the truth. But still, it's not a good thing to be telling the officer that you're not paying any attention to what you're doing.
Now, if you're weaving out of traffic and you're going clearly faster than everybody else in the traffic, then you deserve the ticket. But if you're going with traffic and you're the one that's pulled over, then you don't realize you're going that fast.
Now, yeah. What if you're weaving in and out saying, I'm having a period?
Then you're going to go to jail.
If your speedometer works, then it's on you to know how fast she's going.
Prove it. Yeah.
Well, here's a bizarre thing that you can purchase for $36,000.
I'm out.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. You can own Elvis Presley's rhinestone-studded jock strap.
I'm back in now.
You're back in. This is a fine.
Jock strap.
Yes. It's part of the Elvis Presley Museum collection sold by Paul Fraser Collectibles. And I don't know the whole backstory. All I know is the strap was made by a fan and worn by Elvis Presley.
Oh, then he
up until his death in 1977. So I don't know, you know, where he wore it, if he played sports with it.
I know where he wore it.
Sit around the house in your rhinestone studded jock strap.
Hey, baby, is this a coronavirus mask? What is this? It smells funky.
Oh, hell. What'd you do with this?
I don't really
Priscilla,
know.
Where did this come from?
Let's wear it on your ass.
Now, you, as male people, do you wear those if you're not playing in any sports? You just wear them comfortably in the house, just sitting around in your jock strap? Or, I mean, I don't know these things.
You had to wear them. You had to wear a cup playing high school football.
But would you ever just wear it for comfort?
No.
Why
but he did karate.
So did you guys get cup checked? We never wore them.
Sometimes the seniors would come around and do that.
Was it the girdle was so airtight?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Big pocket with
I know. You'd
on.
Have the side pads, and then if you had love handles like I did, it looked like you had wings coming out of your hip.
Yeah,
it did.
Crack pad.
This thing's in a frame. Like, why do I want Elvis's jock strap in a frame?
Where
I can't
would you
wear it.
Want it, though?
Can I see what it looks like?
I want to wear it.
You want to put it in a glass box?
Oh.
Don't you want to, if you bought it, you bought it to wear it.
You bought it for sniffing.
I bought it the same reason I bought any other article of clothing. I wanted
now,
to wear it.
Now, when I first... If it was diamond studded, I'd be like, oh, okay, but no, it's rhinestones.
What would you do, though, if it was diamond? You would then want it? I wear it as a brooch.
I don't know.
It's from zirconia.
I don't know why you would want this. And in the studding, you would think that whatever the rhinestone sits in, that would be kind of painful if it scratched you, right?
Yeah.
So
I wonder if Ben Baller makes those. He should, just by name.
I don't think his rhinestone jock strap was designed for comfort.
No.
Yeah, and he likely didn't wear it.
Probably not.
It says here he wore it often.
Well, what happened to Colonel Tom's hat? They sell any of his stuff? Or did they take it when he owed him all the money?
Yeah, that's the next documentary I want to watch. Colonel Tom Parker.
He killed Elvis.
I know he did.
Oh. Yep.
Elvis is going to quit touring.
Yep. He wanted to go into acting full time, and Colonel Tom didn't get any acting money.
Mm-mm. Oh, he had a gambling problem.
Yes, he was part of the mafia too, and they made no bones about that.
Yep, Elvis is too nice.
They had their own mafia.
Hmm.
I think I'm lying.
I'll play a show, but you better not gamble anymore, Colonel Tom.
The Behind the Music with Crooks and Chase.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was with two criminals and this kid named Chase, and we watched.
So silly. Well, do you have problems making decisions? Are you not happy with the decisions that you make? There was a study done, a new study by Stephen Levitt, who's an economist at the University of Chicago and one of the authors of Freakonomics. And so he found that people are happier when they make big decisions by flipping a coin.
Hmm.
Fate, perhaps?
It just takes it off of you somewhat, right? The most obvious thing I see is it takes some of the responsibility of that decision off you because you flipped a coin.
But then who are you blaming it on? You still the one who flipped it.
Yeah.
Well, according to this...
No Country for Old Men.
Maybe they're life-changing decisions that you're kind of mowing over, like, should I quit a job? Should I propose? Should I get a tattoo? Should I do this? Should I do that? And flipping a coin makes it easier than, you know, just mowing over it. It's just final decision. Well, it's heads, so there it is. Decision made.
Let's just go ahead and make a decision.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I just don't ever have coins on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you do it with debit cards?
Stripe up.
It doesn't
I hope
work
it lands well. Face up so you don't get my secret 3-digit code.
I have a quarter in the car if we need to make a decision later.
Okay, good. Quarter of what?
I also have some change.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Thank you.
So, according to this, people are happier when they make the decision by flipping a coin than making a decision a mature way and just saying, okay, I've decided, let's go on with it. Decision made.
This isn't me. I agree.
Yeah, I can see part of that because of the length of time it takes people to make a decision. They'll agonize over something for days, and it's like, well, I'm glad you decided what to eat for lunch on Tuesday by Saturday afternoon.
I don't know.
But what if you're trying to decide what to watch on Netflix? Who has a 400-sided coin?
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
You sit there and search for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, hell, I put that on my Hulu watch list. But
too much time.
I have to wade through every half-assed documentary ever produced.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Tapping out on that. All right. Well, Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige. I'm officially cutting the cord today. Well, it's already been cut.
Done cut it.
Paid through today. Damn. So, yeah.
You're going
to
love it.
The one thing I don't like already is that I didn't get to watch the news prior to coming to work today. Like, I watched The Office.
Oh, yeah, you got a routine.
Yeah.
But it's routine, right? Like, it's routine, like, forever in my life. Monday nights was wrestling. I didn't watch it last night, and I'm all right with that.
You get a lot more channels now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Because, you know, you didn't miss. I didn't watch wrestling either, but I don't imagine we missed anything.
Yeah. No, I didn't hear. I mean, Instagram would have told me if something crazy had happened.
Good wrestling was Saturday night.
Yes, that's right. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. More Rise Guys right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Radio.com. Stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And don't miss a show with the Daily Podcast. Oh. Just make 93.3 The Planet a favorite on the Radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3
The Planet.
Rocks! Church started like this.
Some of them do.
Like the choir would be clapping right now. Song leader, minister of music.
Yeah.
Sitting there doing the bounce. And then the rock rolls away and the preacher comes out.
Some of you preachers make more money than Scottie Pippen did.
That's true.
And then they lift him up in the air. Or do they lift? Or did he lift him up in the air?
And then you can have another church that starts with a Motley Crue song like every indie wrestling show.
Girls, girls, girls?
Any of them.
Oh.
Not just Wild Side, neither.
You think Alan Parsons and his project made any money off this song since Last Dance?
Probably.
Yeah, it was on every Jock Jams ever put out.
I'm sure it's got him a lot of streams.
You guys ready for the Bulls? Yay.
Hey, what's up, Bulls fans?
Sounds exciting.
There's Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh, we knew him last.
Pippen and Jordan, they left, so it's, hey, what's up, Steve Kerr and Ku Klux.
Here's Bill Cartwright, guys. He's going to look a lot younger 20 years from now.
It's odd, isn't it? Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:28. Tomorrow we are calling. Oh, I forgot it goes into this part. They never let it go that far into the Bulls games.
Hell no! You see the bull running through the streets.
Yeah, great animation. Bulls. Why doesn't he live at the arena? Why does he live on the outskirts of town? The bull
at the arena.
It's like everybody's already there, and they're oh crap! I'm late.
Where you at, Benny?
That's what happens in Barcelona. All those bulls are actually late for the game.
They're tardy.
That's messed up.
You're wrong for that, Paige. Tomorrow, we're designating Rise Guys graduation day.
Yay.
Yeah, because of, I mean, it does really, really, really have to suck to graduate and not be able to do the whole full shebang, you know.
Yeah, I'm weird, but that'd be the part I wouldn't look forward to.
Oh, yes, I agree. Like
the cap and gown part. It'd be nice if we didn't have to do that part.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, that you know, for people that are people that are extroverts,
yeah,
they love that.
That's just for you, Grandma.
No, it's for your mama.
Mm-hmm.
That, too.
Also.
Mama, Dad.
Well, the time you graduate high school, your mama is a grandma, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Well, yeah.
You're a girl.
Nowadays, sure. But so the one thing that we're going to do is we've asked people for like the last week or so, if you have a kid that's graduating high school or college, or maybe you have a family member or whatever, email us their name, the institution in which they're graduating from, and is that all? Name and where they're graduating from.
Yeah, that's all we need.
Yeah, that's it. So just email that information to theriseguys@aol.com.
Can include their social if they got good credit.
They probably said, yeah, I got my belts card when I was a senior.
Mm-hmm.
$300. They put me on the 30-60-90 thing where I could pay it off in 90 days. And
but they had stuff to fit. Like, I'm not trying to be mean.
No, I was in the B&T for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, for real. You got this chap shirt and a XLT or 2XLT? Yeah, so that'll be tomorrow. So if you haven't gotten in on that, show a little respect to them youngins for sticking with it and getting done. And we will read these out as the Macho Man themes plays in the background.
Yeah, we can read them up. Read them up.
Whoever knew that was the Macho Man theme at my graduation all along?
It's going to be hard to do.
Yeah. So because high school graduations, the real ones, a year ago, would have taken place this coming week into next?
Yeah, I guess so.
I never graduated.
I don't know where they used to do the graduations. It seems to me like a long time ago it was
Memorial Auditorium.
Well, no, I'm talking about a long time ago. Oh. It seemed like a much smaller thing where you do it at like the individual schools or something, and then it became, no, we got to do them at the auditorium.
Yeah, when did that happen? When did they say, all this is, you know, it probably happened when some jerk decided, oh, I want to bring both sets of grandparents. No, here's what happened. There was divorce. Divorce happened.
Yeah.
Split families, mixed families, this and that. Step grandparents. What do you know? Everybody's got two rows.
Mm-hmm.
We have to move this to the textile hall.
Yeah. You know what?
Auditorium.
What sucks now is that you get some kids who are graduating and they only have two guests, most of them, you know.
Yeah.
Dude, you know, you got some kids who are just having to, like, deal with their own families about who gets to go.
Right.
Yeah,
or if, like,
choice.
Mom and dad are divorced, they have to sit side by side for 2 hours.
Oh.
While their step parents are sitting at home.
Mm-hmm.
Probably didn't want to go anyway.
Yeah, somewhere somebody's stepdad's like, hell yeah, I'm at the house.
I coughed in my elbow.
You have to leave immediately when it's over.
When
you can't congregate.
Well, see, that's another thing. Because of all the, you know, get off the beaches. Okay, come back to the beach, whatever. Like, is first week this week or is first week next week?
What are you talking about?
With school essentially being out anyway, distance learning, I guess it's just whenever you want to go, but... Would it typically be after the ceremony?
Yeah.
Because the graduations start tomorrow.
Why do they call it distant learning? Why do people have a hard time calling it homeschool? Distant learning.
It isn't like homeschool, but it is temporary homeschool.
I thought it was to make homeless kids feel better about themselves.
If you want to talk about stupid terms, at graduation you walk, and first week, just calling it first week is dumb.
Yeah, what is that?
It's first week.
First week is, you really don't know? Is that, what do they call first week now? You don't know what first week is?
I don't
is?
Know what it is.
But why do they call it first week?
This is the first week.
Of what?
Of summer, you know, it wasn't the first week of summer. It was the first week of summer without school.
First week of what?
Well, are you talking about senior week when you go to the beach?
Yeah, Freaky almost made me cuss. First week.
Yeah, nobody calls it that.
No, it's senior week.
No, everybody calls it first week.
I never heard
around
that.
Here, everybody called it first week first forever. Week. But I always took issue with either term. You say senior week, I'm looking for old people. And first week, I'm like, first of what? First week of what?
Summer with your friends.
You'll see boobs.
And that's when you take the senior trip.
I want a mirror.
You'd hook up with girls that you never would tell people at school you hooked up with.
You didn't go on your trip?
I didn't go on the senior trip. I forget where they went. They went somewhere.
Washington, D.C.?
No.
It's always Washington, D.C.
Some kind of.
Riverbank Zoo.
Yeah, it was. It was someplace that was overpriced. Like whoever parent decided to do this probably got theirs paid for. By inching up the other prices a little bit.
Oh, man.
But, like, where do rich kids go for first week or senior week, as it's called?
Fly away. They go to the beach or Europe.
When I would watch MTV Spring Break, they'd always be at South Padre Island in Texas. And I was like, I never knew this place existed till MTV Spring Break.
Oh, yeah. It's like Lake Havasu. You only knew it from there.
Yeah, Lake Havasu and Fort Lauderdale. When I was in high school, Fort Lauderdale was the place to go. But then when I graduated high school, it was no longer the place to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what happened to Fort Lauderdale?
I don't know,
Prime.
Man.
You wouldn't have called it that. You'd have said, I'm going to Miami.
Well, do you?
And then Panama City Beach came up huge in the late 90s. That was the spot in the late 90s.
That's right, where it's where they had Nitro, Club La Vila.
Yeah.
Did you go to Disney World? Because we went to Disneyland. Took a bus trip.
First week?
Well, the senior trip is what we call it.
Oh, okay.
So we went from San Francisco to L.A. On 5 all the way down, and that was the craziest bus ride I have ever been on in my whole entire life.
Everybody's texting in first week. It's senior week.
Everybody called it senior week.
Some people call it grad week.
What is that?
Most people are texting in first week.
Well, most people are 50 probably and went to the beach 30 years ago.
Fat Boy's first week was his honeymoon.
First week of what?
First week of what?
Could
you get a hotel?
See,
back then you could.
Back then you could. Now you can't. You gotta be 25 plus.
You gotta be 21 or 25.
A lot of them are 25, yeah.
That is nuts.
That's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Go pick up boobs. A machine gun and go overseas at 18, but 7 more years if you want to rent a hotel room.
Dude, even when I was that age, it was hard to find a room if you were under 25. Now I bet it's just impossible.
So this is where you'll get on me on wordplay, but my first week sucked. It was awful.
You went 2 years?
I went
junior and senior?
No.
Yeah. Senior and senior again?
I went senior and freshman.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
I was Wooderson like hell. So senior year I went again, we rented.
You can't have two first weeks.
Listen. We rented you didn't want to go stay in Myrtle Beach. Then you would want to stay North Myrtle for first week.
But if you were a girl, you wanted to go your freshman year with the seniors.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Oh.
Well, you're like 14 and they're 18.
We stayed in North Myrtle, and we rented a half of a house. It was a duplex, I guess.
Why wouldn't you want to stay like in the middle of the party?
Dudeplex.
Because the party Dudeplex. Was North Myrtle. Oh, I mean, okay. Truly. It was like still.
Barefoot?
No. Like Cherryville. Cherry Grove. Cherry Grove.
Yeah.
Right up toward the line of.
Where'd you go for first week? Cherryville.
It was.
The weekend in Bessemer City.
Listen, I know you're about to call me a bunch of bad words. Write down the slurs. Don't say them out loud. But it was so bad. That was like the first time I had like an out of town trip with like the boys. It sucked. Our house was gross. There was bugs everywhere, and the two dudes that I went with were slobs, and it was it was so bad.
How bad was it?
That
my mom and daddy and sister were at Ocean Lakes the same time, likely because they didn't trust me.
I imagine.
Thank God, because I called them on Tuesday or Wednesday of first week and said, do me a favor. Come get me. I'm done. I can't deal with this.
It's like John Candy in
the
summer rental.
What'd they do that was so horrible, man?
They would leave stuff everywhere. Aww. And it was not a pleasant. It was gross.
How many girls did you have?
That had to be really gross.
Zero.
I know.
You didn't pick up some beads as soon as you got down there?
Oh, no.
Beg your pardon?
I wasn't into that stuff then.
No, not those beads, the throwing beads.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, not them. Not the fun ones.
That was awful. So half of first week I spent just with my parents riding the golf cart. But then freshman year college first week, my second first week.
Can't have two first weeks.
No, you can't.
Awesome.
It can't be two first weeks.
Because, well, we did.
I would go their junior and then theirs.
I wasn't allowed to do that. I tried. Yeah. But we went down there, and that's where it was crazy. It was awesome. It was, remember the story I told you that we were just, this was a different time. You can't do this stuff where everybody
would can't go now.
Rent beach houses, and you would just go from house to house, not even knowing the people. You would just pop into their house party. And this was 1994.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm running around.
Oh, yeah, I know this one.
Dressed like a nut. And this was the summer.
You got a cane and a monocle?
This is the same Grateful Dead summer, I think. I'm wearing a tie-dyed shirt and a Confederate flag do-rag.
Yeah. That's a look.
And we go into
kind
this.
Kind of weird hippie, man.
We go into this party. It was a different time. We go into this party, and what is everybody's just stopped. I swear to God, it's a true story. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. Everybody's hovered around the TV, and I was like, oh, what is it, a sporting event? No. We were watching the OJ chase.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, yeah.
The finals.
The finals.
No. It was a Friday night. It was the same time.
The arrest.
Yeah, the white Bronco chase.
Nixon Rockets.
And we're all, like, drunk and inebriated and stuff, and I'm, like, looking at this, and all of a sudden, like, it kicks in that I'm just being very honest. This was a time when stuff was, it was during the David Beasley era.
Oh, no.
And I look over, and there's a black dude sitting there, and I was like, what do you think about this OJ thing? This is crazy, man. And then I kind of happened to glance over and look in the mirror.
Would have been more uncomfortable had Mark Furman been there.
Well, yeah. I'm drunk, and I said, man, this is just a bandana. I just, you know, he's like.
It's like magic gloves.
He's like, man, I didn't even notice it. This OJ crap, though. Like, he totally transitioned it. And that's when I was like, this is what life should be about.
You thought he was about to get jumped.
I know. You said, I'm going to go to the first week and bridge two races
well,
together.
It was that time where people were like, why are you wearing that exactly? And I was like, Dukes of Hazzard?
Like, the L.A. riots would have been the Myrtle Beach riots if not for Matt.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is,
God, you didn't
make
have
your first week count.
You didn't have an easy time.
No, I didn't. At all. At all.
We can't go now.
No, was it? Yes. Yeah, so what do they do?
You get shot at?
Yeah, pretty much.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That's why maybe that was a foretelling of the nobody ever wanted to stay in Myrtle there in first week because I think it was because you didn't want to run into your parents.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why we all went up north Myrtle.
Because everybody's parents would be down there just waiting to bail you out of jail or something.
Right.
Did you take somebody older so you can, you know,
no,
get some liquor?
My problem was I allowed someone else to drive, so they decided where we went and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
I can't do that. That's why. I mean, that was not a fun time at all.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. You still can't have two first weeks.
No.
If they still do it.
It'd be second week.
Second week of what?
I don't know. You had a first week. It had to be the second week.
That's where the girls got wild.
Do you still say first of the year?
The beginning of the year.
No, you don't. I ain't never heard you say it in my life. It was the beginning of the year.
We say first week.
Of the year?
Yeah. It's first week.
I do first month every January.
You know the words to this song? I work with some a-holes who pick apart everything I say. Jerks.
You had a bag of roast beef going to the first place.
You're terrible.
Yeah, man. It was.
It's just a bandana.
Dude, it's just a bandana. My hair looked rough. I just threw this thing. Yeah. It was wild. All right. We need a break?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. 1-800-774-0093. It's the Rise Guys. Seniors, though, tomorrow, graduates, we'll make it all about you, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, the Rise Guys at AOL.com. Good morning, everybody.
is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:49. P1 Harry S. Truman, Harry with an I, by the way, says, you guys should call it what we call it. That's Murder Beach.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
That's rough.
Well, what else are you going to call it? Myrtle Beach?
Dirty Myrtle?
Dirty Myrtle. I hate it.
There were several shooting incidents at Murder Beach last week.
I didn't even click on that link today. I saw that there were some... they called it gangbanging, which I haven't heard that in a long time when not referring to sex.
Yeah. Yeah, it was...
Used to be running the train back in my day.
Yeah, I mean, most recently was early Sunday morning, 15th Avenue South and Ocean Boulevard, a man was shot and killed. But yeah, that was the third one in a week.
Like where, though? Like on the Strip?
15th Avenue South at Ocean Boulevard, that's pretty much right in the middle.
Dangerous.
Wow. That's crazy.
You don't go down that far south anymore.
How else are you supposed to get from them Surfside to North Myrtle?
I stay in North.
You get on that main highway, goes up by the Air Force Base, man. You stay off King's
Highway.
Oh, yeah,
the Air Force Base now is like, it's all boutique-y shopping mall-y.
Yeah, stay off King's Highway and you'll be all right.
Yeah, you got to go the back way now because King's Highway has been like four lanes of construction for, oh, man.
Anytime we'd go to Dixie Stampede or any of those places, the Palace Theater, we'd always go that way. It was quicker.
Going to Myrtle Beach is awful for the traffic and the violence. If you don't get shot at, you're going to sit in traffic. This article here is they spoke to three young ladies, Allie Crowder, Haley Rutherford, and Riley Hash.
And a God, we're in print.
I don't have to meet them to know them.
Mm-hmm.
what
did they say?
They're
scared of being murdered.
Just talking about all the stuff while they've been on vacation.
At Myrtle?
Yeah, they were at Myrtle. They're on vacation down there from Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, it ain't thrilling unless you're getting shot at.
You don't have a beach up there, do you?
Can I point something out to everyone in the room, though?
Please.
Ain't nobody getting shot in Gatlinburg.
That's a good point.
Ain't nobody getting shot in Branson, Missouri.
Well, no, I mean, nobody's going there. Well, nobody's getting shot in Vegas.
But
right
nobody's
now
getting shot in Gatlinburg.
You can't see bikinis in Gatlinburg.
You can.
I hope not.
Is there gang activity in Gatlinburg?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they don't call them gangs.
Yeah.
What do they call them?
Good old boys. Cooter.
Clubs.
Yeah. Well, that's.
It's awful.
See, I used to think truly that all of that. Was just to drive down the downtown property values so they could swoop in years later and buy it all up. Because when they tore down the pavilion, I know I'm very partial to the pavilion. Looking back now, it wasn't that great of an amusement park.
No, it was not.
They had like four rides, but it was, you know, as a kid, it was a place of magic. But the thing that was really bad was the parking. The parking was not good.
It was kind of broken down, you have to admit it.
You don't talk about the pavilion like that.
You can zip line in the parking lot.
I ain't talking about the frozen one on East North Street. I'm talking about the beach one.
The beach pavilion. Myrtle Beach. Yeah, the Myrtle Beach pavilion.
Tore all that down, put a zip line in, and then I don't even know if Ripley's, believe it or not, across the street still open.
They got all kind of stuff down there. I just don't know if the original old museum is still where it was.
And now, like, crime's always been there in and out, but like right now, a lot of crime in that specific area, and it makes you think. Like,
you don't even hear about the human trafficking that's out of hand down there.
Oh, I know.
Or in Simpsonville.
I know. The code word is taffy.
Or everywhere around here.
But I used to think like, oh, they're just gonna, you know, rip it apart, bring down the property value, and then swoop it back in, and then by like 2015, it's gonna be palatial and beautiful. No, still sucks. I thought they were going to. I want them to gentrify it, please.
I mean, but.
I want to go back and sit on the steps of the Ripley's, believe it or not, while that big water ball spins.
Water ball.
That's awesome.
They can't make it nice. In order to generate that many tourists, it has to be trashy.
Yeah, I know.
Like, to get to be one of the top tourist destinations in this country, it has to be trashy as hell.
Isn't that crazy that it still is?
If it was nice, it would be like...
too expensive.
Hilton Head. There'd be a fraction of the people there, nothing to do.
I've never spent a day in my life in Hilton Head. Yeah. Ever. Well, it's nice. Lived here my whole life.
You know, you'd spend a day of your life on Hilton Head, not in Hilton Head.
No. The beaches are nice there.
Have you been in Pauly's? No, I've been on it, though.
Yeah. Have you been in Fripp? No, I've been on Fripp.
Have you been to Litchfield? Yes, the one by the sea.
Edisto. Yeah.
Have you been to the sand dunes? I see all these dickheads at Wade Hampton come back with their sand dune shirts on. I'm like, what is that? They're like, oh, he doesn't know.
Myrtle Beach is like the jockey lot of vacations.
Hell yeah. I was real pissed off when I went to Crazy Zach's. I wanted to buy a t-shirt, and they're like, you got to be 21 to get in here.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
To buy a shirt?
I still like going like once every 5 or 6 years.
I ain't been in a long time, but now I hear this, and I don't know, man. Wonder, can we figure out the Gatlinburg model? Oh, what has made Gatlinburg? If you've never been, go. It's magical. 3 days, no more than 3 days. 4 days, too much.
If you ever wish there was a Myrtle Beach in the mountains, by God, they put you one there.
That is great.
If you ever are driving around Myrtle Beach thinking that it'd be nice if there was someplace in the mountains you could go sit in endless damn traffic to get to a pancake house.
Hell,
they got you.
Hello, yeah.
Go Gatlinburg.
Do you collect records? You want to buy one from Ernest Tubbs?
No.
I got a guy for you.
Yeah.
Two locations.
Yeah.
Wood Mall.
You ever want to go to Cooter's Garage? I mean, they have everything there.
Yeah.
But except crime.
You can buy a sword.
If you want less crime and all the same traffic problems, Gatlinburg instead of Myrtle Beach.
That sounds like heaven.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
What if I want an airbrush license plate?
Either one.
Go there.
Or the jockey lot.
You want to watch them make taffy?
Yeah. That sounds
good. That's the Myrtle Beach thing mainly, yeah.
No, they have the taffy.
They got mountain taffy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where they're getting their salt water.
You can't ride the chairlift at the beach. You do it at Myrtle Beach or Gatlinburg. Can't do it at the beach.
Wouldn't it be fun, though? I'd ride a chairlift across the beach. Hell yeah.
You can zip line in the parking lot.
There's no mountains at the beach to chairlift up.
Yeah, I just want to chair across.
Oh, okay. It'd be just a chair slide.
Can you run a hover round on sand? Maybe I'll just do that.
banana float in Gatlinburg.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that sucks about Myrtle Beach. But one day it'll be back to its previous glory.
Mm-mm.
No, you don't think?
I won't.
No.
Not unless bike week.
Some kind of renaissance takes place.
What do you mean, like where Columbia's the coast again?
Basically.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
You remember the big shark they found down there?
Yeah.
Big old shark bones.
All that sand in Columbia, too.
Don't make any sense, does it? All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back.
Shark bones.
Yeah, they're big old shark bones in Columbia.
Yeah, they did.
Think about that for a minute.
Well, I'm thinking.
It's a mind blank, ain't it? All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk some more. Morning, everybody.
Upstate bankers, builders, and bartenders all agree the best way to start your day is with the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet Rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.